Okay, Rabosa, I want to, these are very, today we're going to do a little bit, finish up Mitzvah Saseh. We'll discuss Suda Shabbos a little bit, Nachamish a little bit. Very, very easy shir. Like, very, very easy, light, Torah light. And let's go ahead. So the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, pretty interesting little machlokas over here. Kama Sudas Chayav Adam Le'echol B'Shabbos. Shalosh, Tanakama says 3 meals on Shabbos. Rav Chitka Omer Arba. Wow. Rav Chitka says you need 4 meals on Shabbos. And Amar Rav Yochanan Shem Mikra Echad Darshu, they both darshan from one pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, when it comes to the man, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe tells the people, Ichlu Hayom, eat the man today, ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Hayom, and today, Lo Timtzeuhu Basadeh. You're not going to find man in the field. It's not going to drop today. So you're going to have double portion yesterday. Go ahead and eat the man today. And Rav Chitka Savar. So it says Hayom 3 times. Rav Chitka says Tlasa Hayom. It says Hayom 3 times, which requires 3 meals when? Hayom! During the daytime. Plus, of course, it's going to be a meal the night before, so that's a total of 4. And Rabbanan Sari Behadei Du'urta. No, when it says Hayom 3 times, it means three meals Hayom today. What does today mean? Not today day, but rather today Shabbos. And therefore you include the Friday night meal. So my question is a simple one. Is anytime you see a machlekes, you have to ask yourself, what is the Svara. What's the Svara? What is the Hezra machlekes? And we're very used to hearing the idea of 3 meals a day. What exactly is the idea of Rav Chitka that you have 4 meals in the day, 1 at night, 3 during the daytime? Where exactly is that coming from? Yes, we have a pasuk, drasha, etc., but it seems like it's not just the drasha. Yeah, you can interpret the pasuk in 1 or 2 ways, but fundamentally, is there anything else going on over here? That's what we want to explore. That's issue number one. Issue number two is when we open up the Rambam, and I was impressed. We had a chavrus over here led by Mr. Kimmel Shlita, who had a very sharp reading of the Rambam, very careful reading. He's reading the Rambam the right way. Sometimes me and Kimmel have a little bit of a back and forth, where he sometimes reads things in too much, and sometimes you have to be a little less textual and see like a bigger picture. I think here he's getting it right. So Noah, when I give you a hard time, I'm going to give you a hard time. When I give you an easy time, meaning I think your diukim are excellent over here. So Noah reads the Rambam. We're in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, I believe. Is that right? No, Chav Tet. Where are we? Lamed Tes. So the Rambam writes as follows: Chai Badam Lechol Shal Shuz B'Shabbes Achas Arvis Achas Shachris VaAchas Be. So first of all, the Ram Paskin's like Chachamim against Rabbi Chitka. No surprise. Anything you want to ask or raise about this language of the Rambam? Yes? Okay, Bimincha, fine. A little more than that. Anything else that's interesting, noteworthy?
Well,
why not have to miss him?
One second. Before you get one out after Musaf, if you were to say you need a meal at night, a meal in the morning, and a meal in the afternoon, what would you say? You'd say you need a meal ba'laila, ba'boker, ba'tzarayim. It's a little curious, the language of the Rambam, who says you need 1 meal arvis, 1 meal shachris, 1 meal mincha. That's just a curious lashon. Okay, hold on to that point. You can't have any less than 3. Even an ani has to have 3 sudos. If you're stuffed because you ate too much at lunch, or you're into fasting, and then he says a chiddush. This no one else agrees with, but he says tzarich l'kvoa kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin. Is that you need every suda has to be nikva al ha yayin, including shalosh sudas. Yesterday, who asked me the question? Avi Cohen asked me the question yesterday last night. Why do we have kiddush during the daytime? We have kiddush at night. I understand that's the beginning of Shabbos. We inaugurate Shabbos with kiddush hayom. We have the Rambam says havdalah at the end of the day. That's also a back end kiddush. I get that. What's the point of kiddush that we have at the second meal? And now I'm going to exacerbate the question. If you have kiddush at the second meal, then why not have kiddush at the third meal? So who says you do have kiddush at the third meal? The Rambam says you have kiddush at the third meal. Now, what is kiddush at the second meal? What is kiddush during the daytime? What's it called, by the way? It has a special name.
The,
It's called Kiddusha Rabba. What does Kiddusha Rabba mean? The Great Kiddush. You know why it's called the Great Kiddush? It's not so great. It's called the Great Kiddush because you might come to be mezalzel in the Kiddush, so therefore we're going to lashon saginar, we give it a nice appellation because we don't want you to be mezalzel in it, so we call it the Great Kiddush. What's the Great Kiddush? What's really the Great Kiddush? Friday night. Why? Because Friday night Kiddush is what? Doraisa Darabanan? Doraisa. Zachzim Shabbos Akadsho. That's how we inaugurate Shabbos. That's the Great Kiddush. We call the daytime the Great Kiddush because we don't want you to be mezalzel in the Kiddush. What is Kiddush by day? What words do you say about Kiddush by day? The Shamru, you don't have to. Zachas Yom Shabbos Akacho, you don't have to. All Kiddush by day is, listen carefully, wait for it. That's Kiddush. That's all you need. That's all you need. So what makes this Kiddush, what's this Kiddush all about? So the answer is what the Rambam says over here. What makes this meal a Shabbos meal? What makes this meal a Shabbos meal? Every single meal, I always have a meal every day. I have a sandwich, I have bread, I have whatever. What makes it a Shabbos meal is we inaugurate the Shabbos meal with wine. We inaugurate the meal with wine. And that's what makes it into a Shabbos meal. That is what the Rambam says over here. You have to be koveya kol ha-suda. You're koveya the suda al hayayim. Why is it? So what does the Rambam say? You have to have wine at Shal Shudas? Do you have to have wine at Shal Shudas? Yes, why? Because just like the second meal, you have to be kovea, so to the third meal, you have to be kovea. Why do you think, what's the logic to say our minhag is not to have a kiddush at the third meal? Why might that be? Why would you say? Give me a svara. Why does the third meal not require a kiddush?
People don't usually have third meals.
That's correct. Because normally speaking, it's a schiddush that we have three meals, so to speak. The third meal doesn't need a kvias to establish it's for Shabbos. Why? Because who's eating a meal at that? You just finished lunch 2 hours ago. Who's eating another meal? The answer is, why eating the other meal?
Because
it's Shabbos. So therefore, you don't need a wine to inaugurate as a Shabbos meal. It's inherently a Shabbos meal. I think that's a good svara. Hands down, we'll come back to you a little bit later. Okay, so that's the Rambam has a chiddush. The chiddush number one is you need ipasach rabbanan. You need three meals with wine and al shtei kikaros. And then the Rambam writes v'chein biyamim tovim. So here's diuk number one of Noah. Now v'chein biyamim tovim. So too on yomtiv. What is the so too going on? This is what some grammarians might call a dangling participle. Because what is v'chein b'yom tovim going on? What are the two possibilities?
Everything.
It could be going on everything, which would mean that on yontif, how many meals do you need?
Three
meals. Or it could mean, what does v'chein b'yom tovim mean? That at your meals, the last 2 points that he made, at your meals, you need what? Two kikaros, and you need yayin at your meals. But how many meals do you need on yontif?
Two.
You don't need three meals. You need two meals. One at night, one by day. By the way, how do we paskin? You only need two on yontif. You only need two on yontif. One by night, one by day. Why do we need three meals on Shabbos?
Just specify that for Shabbos.
No. Why do we need three meals on Shabbos? Because what? Because it's a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Hayom, hayom, hayom. And the pasuk says, if I read it correctly, ki Shabbos hayom la Hashem. Hayom, hayom, hayom. Shabbos. Shabbos. So the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. What is the pasuk talking about? What is the pasuk talking about? Hayom, hayom, hayom. It's talking about the mon. Why do we have three meals on Shabbos? Because it says hayom, hayom, hayom. And something special. The three meals are a zecher l'nes. What was the nes that happened? Is that a double portion fell on Friday, nothing fell on Shabbos. Why did nothing fall on Shabbos? Because if it fell on Shabbos, you'd have Chil Shabbos. What was the Chil Shabbos? They used to bring out Kalim to the public thoroughfare to collect the mon and bring it back inside. That's the Malacha of Hotzah Hachnasa. You can't do that on Shabbos, therefore the double portion fell on
Friday.
Did mon fall on Yom Tov?
No.
Excuse me, Nate Sucker?
You can carry on Yom Tov?
You can carry on You guys are so brainwashed by your Eruvin. Yes! You're allowed to carry on Yontif. There's no Isser Hotza on Yontif Litzorech Ochel Nefesh. There's no Isotza on Yontif. Ain't Otza B'Yontif. As a result, it could very well be that what fell on Yontif? Mon fell on Yontif. If Mon fell on Yontif, then you would not need to have Shalosh Shudas. Zecher Le Mon. There is a Tosef in Masechet Beis, Daf Beis Amud Beis, which wonders, questions, and he cites Midrashim Chalukim. There are different Midrashim, whether Mon fell, double portion on Erev Yontif, and then nothing on Yontif, or indeed, it actually did fall on Yontif, and that might be reflective of this idea. I'm going to hold off on questions for a moment. I want to get to the main point. This is all background information. Now the next Rambam. Mr. Zinkin. Achilas Basar. Vishtias Yayin Bishabis Onegula. Basar Yayin is Oneg. So now the Rambam's getting frum on me. The Rambam is saying, you should have a Suda Shabbos with Yayin and Basar, but not when? Not in the base. Not during Seder time. Not during Seder time. Ella, now watch this. The Rambam gets a little bit, the Rambam's a halacha sefer. But in this halacha sefer, he's telling you some nice practices of the holy Jews. Elakach hoya minag tzadikim harishonim mispal adam b'shabes. You'd go to shul shachris umusaf b'beis akneses v'yavol abeso v'yisod sudashniyah. So you daven shachris musaf. You come home and you'd have your
second meal.
Then, what would you do after you'd lunch? V'yelech l'beis amedrash. You go to this back to the shul. Yikra v'yishma ara mincha, you'd learn until mincha time, v'yispa mincha, v'acharkach yikva suda shlishis, and then you'd have your suda shlishis, alayayin v'yocha v'yishta ad motzei Shabbos. And then you'd eat and drink till motzei Shabbos. Once again, Noah points out that this is referring to Shabbos or Yontif?
Shabbos.
When is he talking about, whenever he talks about Shalosh Shudas, he's specifically talking about Shabbos. Who says it could be that V'chein B'yom Tovim is not talking about Shalosh Shudas, talking about Yayin and Lechem Mishnah. Now, what was the minhag of these tzaddikim? These early tzaddikim. What was their practice? They go to shul, shachris musaf, come home and have a meal. Then they go back, base medrash, daven mincha, then what? Then go back and have a meal. What's the Rambam telling you? What's the message? What's the minhag? What was this practice of the tzaddikim rishonim? So what they were doing was, there's a certain Seder Hayom. There's a structure to the day of Shabbos. Davening, meal. Beis Medrash, meal. What's this all about? Where does this come from? So I asked you to take a look at a very, very famous Gemara in Maseches Beitza. And the Gemara Maseches Beitza, Daf Tezvav Amen Aleph, beginning of the second perek, tells over a very, very fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And we'll go to the end of the Gemara first, but the Gemara cites this psukim that contradict each other. Because one pasuk says about Yontif, Atzeres Lahashem Elokecha. Atzeres is referring to which holiday? Shavuos, or Shmi Atzeres. In the Chumash, it's Shmi Atzeres. Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, because of Echad Amar, Atzeres tiyeh lachem. It's a contradiction. Is Yontif lachem for you, or is it l'Hashem Elokecha? So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk is giving you optionality. It's telling you, O kulo Lashem, O kulo Lachem, must you have Sudas Yontif? Point Rabbi Lazar.
If you want to.
It's a reshus. But if you choose to spend your Yontif in Beis Medrash, you don't have to fast, you can eat, you can certainly eat, but you have to sit down a formal Sudas Yontif. Is there a mitzvah that is required of a samachta, of a Suda? The answer is no. Says Rabbi Akiva, and says Rabbi Eliezer, O kulo Lashem, O kulo Lachem. Either the day in Shul Beis Medrash or a day of Suda. And when the Pasuk has these two ideas, what's the Pasuk telling you? You have options. You have options. Says Rabbi Yoshua, no. You don't have options. What the Torah is telling you is, chelkeu is you should divide your day. And half of your day should be Lashem, and half of your day should be Lachem. Why might Rabbi Eliezer object to Rabbi Yoshua? Why might he object? Why would Rabbi Eliezer say, no, Rabbi Yoshua, I object? I would suggest, perhaps, Rabbi Eliezer feels, I'm going to make a joke now, but he doesn't go for Torah Umada. What do I mean by that? Is that if you try and do everything, if you try and get Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get nothing. You're going to dilute both. By trying for Chatzil and Chatzil, what you really will achieve is dilution. And therefore, forget it. Oh, Kula Hashem, and go all out. Oh, Kula Lachem, and go all out. But to try and go Chatzil Chatzil no go. Says Rabbi Yoshua, no, Torah Mada works. You could do Torah Mada. What does that mean? You can get everything. You can invest yourself in Lachem and in Lashem and the chief. How do we paskin? We paskin Rabbi Yoshua. Now watch this. The Rambam saw this Gemara. We paskin Rabbi Yoshua. Now what's their machlokas about? Their machlokas is about what?
Yontif.
It's about Yontif. But the Rambam says when it comes to Shabbos and there's a chiyuv of shalosh su'udos, how are we paskin? We're passing Rabbi Yoshua, but it's more than that. What's Rabbi Yoshua really saying? Half-half. What does half-half mean? It establishes a Seder Hayom. And Shabbos has a Seder Hayom. What does it mean it has a Seder Hayom? Tefillah Suda. Tefillah Suda, Tefillah Suda. How many Tefillahs are there on Shabbos? So the answer is three Suda, three Tefillahs. So when the Rambam says you have a Suda at night, what does he call the Suda? It's a Sudas Arvis. The morning Suda is a Sudas Shachris, and the Mincha Suda is a Sudas Mincha. The afternoon Suda is Mincha. And the Rambam is saying a Seder Hayom. That's the Minhag HaTzadikim. It's not just Chelkeu, Chatzal Shem, Chatzal Chem, but this is how you should do it. You should go ahead and which one gets prioritized? Which one is primary? First, Tefillah, Lashem, immediately followed by Alachem. And perhaps that's the pshat then in the machlokas Rav Chitka and Chachamim. How many meals does Rav Chitka say you should have? Four meals. Where do you get four meals from? What's pshat four meals? The answer is, well, how many tefillos are there on Shabbos? There's tefillos Arvis, Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. Ah. Once you have a tefillas musaf, so you should also have a corresponding suda. What did he say? You have four meals. How do those four meals get divided? One at night, three by day. Shachris, musaf, mincha. What did Chachamim say to that? What's the response? No, only three meals. Why? Apparently, what is musaf? Musaf is an add-on to shachris. It's an appendage to shachris, and therefore one suda will suffice. But this is how, perhaps, we can understand the Rambam, the Gemara of Chitka, and how it all plays itself out. Yeah?
Can we use this Gemara as a proof to say that when it says Echein Yom Tov in the Rambam, that it's proof to all of it, not just the latter part?
I don't think so. I don't think, not necessarily. In other words, no, I don't think so.
Why not?
Why yes?
Because if he's using this proof for Yontif by...
What I'm saying is that Shabbos also has a din of Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lachem. So once you have a din of Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lachem,
how do you know that? How do you know that?
I have a Gemara. I believe it's in Shabbos Daf Peches, but there's an idea. By the way, there's one Chag that even Rabbi Eliezer says is Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lachem. Ironically, of all the Chagim, there's one Chag that's Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lachem. Shavuos, Rav Elazar says, everyone agrees you have to have a Suda on Shavuos. Wow, that's an unbelievable Chiddush. I said Shavuos.
No,
I said Shavuos.
I know.
Why Shavuos? And Shavuos, it's ironic, because Shavuos is the holiday we celebrate. Matan Torah, Kulo Lashem L'chora. The answer is no. A celebration, any kind of celebration of Torah has to be accompanied with some kind of Sudas mitzvah. Can we get a little window action over there in the back? What?
Purim.
I heard from once from Rav Rosenzweig Shlita that he suggested that Yom Kippur is your holiday, your chag, that's a model of Kul Hashem. And he actually said Sukkot is a model of chag that is really Kul Olachem. Purim's a chag drabban, so it's hard to... But yeah, Purim also would be a Kul Olachem type of model. What? For sure. But it's a drabban. Okay, let me go... I'll take quick questions. Yeah, Ving.
Just a quick question to the Rambam. How come he says even an ani has to do shor sudos, and then the next line he says, but if you ate too much, you're
hot. Right. So if it's a din of oneg, it has to be geshmak. It has to be enjoyable. So if you're full and you now have to eat more, it's not going to be enjoyable. So it's losing the oneg component. And ani, anytime there's a zechel and ace, an ani has to get involved. Yeah. What Rabbanan are you talking about?
In
the Rabbanan speak three meals. They don't. We're adding in the Rambam. What's his Minhag HaTzaddikim? What's this all about? It's establishing this Seder Hayom, this yin yang, Shul Suda. And that's developed from this Gemara Maseches Beitza. Yeah! If this is correct, so when should you have your Shalosh Sudos? Ideally, before or after Mincha. You should have it after Mincha. And that is the case. Now, is it this year it's going to happen? Is it this year? When does Pesach fall out this year?
March something.
That's not what I'm talking about. What day of the week does Pesach fall out?
I don't know.
Purim is on Friday. It might be, I don't remember, but it might be that Pesach falls out on what? That's what I was hoping for. When Pesach falls out on Sunday, which is this year has a lot of interesting calendaric anomalies. We have an Asar B'Tavis on Friday, Purim, Deprozim is on Friday, and Pesach falls out on Sunday, which means that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, which means how in the world are you going to have Shalosh Sudos on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Why? Because you're not allowed to have bread after Shah Siris, and you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach either. There's no such thing. And some people like to have three meals. So what? This is the one case where you will not be able to fulfill this dictum of the Rambam if you want to have Shalosh Sudos, because the Rambam seems to indicate that it's best to have Shalosh Sudos after Mincha, after the Tefillah. And on this Erev Pesach, we will have to wake up for Vasikin, have a small little Suda post Vasikin, bench, take a little break for a half hour, 40 minutes, and then have our Shalosh Sudos at 9:30 in the morning. That's what will take place amongst the frum crowd. What? No, Motzei Shabbos. What?
How do you do beer
on Friday?
Day earlier?
Yeah.
No food for Shabbos.
No, I didn't say that. You have plenty of food for Shabbos.
What's not food?
You're eating Pesachic food on Shabbos.
Your house is clean.
Okay, weiter in Shabbos. I gotta go. It's late.
You guys are to be eating Pesach.
Again, are you Yotzei Shalosh Sudos before Mincha? Yes, but the Minhag HaTzaddikim, and the ideal is to have. Now I know my next door neighbor also likes to cheat a little bit. My next door neighbor davens Vasikin, especially in the winter months. He davens Vasikin. He has a meal, a little mini breakfast with bread. Then takes a little nap. And then at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, he has a big, his lunch, which is really his Shalosh Sudos. Ideal or not ideal?
Not ideal.
Why not ideal? Because you should have your Shalosh Sudos, according to this Rambam, after Mincha.
Why don't you have your Davin Vasikin?
What?
Only Mincha.
But he wants to get the second nap in also. Okay, Viter and Shas. I'm going Viter. I understand that. I'm not saying it's wrong. but it's not the perfected way to do it. It's not wrong. It's not perfected. Okay, weiter in Shas. Guys, we got to go. Okay, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, which addresses Lechem Mishnah. And I want to just discuss this Gemara very quickly while we're on the page. Amar Rabbi Abba. So we have three statements of Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayev Adam Livtsoa Al Shtei Kikaros. Dichsiv Lechem Mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Leil Rav Kahana, Denokatarti Batsachada. He took two and he broke one. After all, Lok Tuksiv. How much did they take on Friday? How much money did they take on Friday? They took a double portion. Rab Zera have a butza akula sherusa. And Rab Zera broke the whole breads, all of the breads, lots of breads. Amale Ravino Ravashi for Mexicrasanusa. That looks gluttonous. Amale came to call Yama Lo Avid, Lo Aviva, Idna, Hudakavid, Lo Mexi. Since he did this only on Shabbos, not all week long, it did not look gluttonous. So we have Rav Abba, we have Rav Kahana, and we have Rav Zera. So I just want to know what each of them did. And I think we will see a machlokas, what they did. According to Rashi, Rav Abba, the pasuk that the Gemara says, what did Rav Abba do? He was livtsoa, chayev adam livtsoa al shtei kikaros. What does the word livtsoa mean?
Break.
It means to break. So what did Rav Abba do? He what? What did he do?
He broke.
Livtsoa al shtei kikaros. So Rashi says, what does Litzoa mean? Birchas Hamotzi. He made a Birchas Hamotzi on two breads. Does Rashi say how much he broke?
No.
What did he do? He made Hamotzi on two. And then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, Chazina de Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, what did Rav Kahana do? He took two and he broke one. He took two and he broke one. So what did Rav Kahana do? What is Lechem Mishnah according to Rav Kahana? If I add, what's the din of Lechem Mishnah going to
having,
Okay, according to Rav Kahana, it's having to. But how many do you have to break? You have to only break one. According to Rabbi Abba, what?
Same thing.
It's having to, making a bracha on two. What, and therefore, what is the relation between Rav Abba and Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana is just an Lamaisa illustration on what Rabbi Abba's din is. Rabbi Abba's saying a din. Chayiv Adam Litzah Shteki Karos. And Rav Kahana is the Chazina. I saw Rav Kahana. He did just that. Now what compels, what does the word Litzah mean? To break. What compelled Rashi to learn that Litzah here does not mean to break?
It says Al.
What?
It says Al.
Oh, you're so smart. Wow. So Rashi was medayik. If it meant to break in the statement of Abba, what would it have said? It should have said, Chayav liv, tsoa, shtei kikaros. But what does it say? Liv tsoa, al, shtei kikaros. If it means to break, what? To break on two breads? So Rashi reinterprets liv tsoa there to mean what? To mean to make hamotzi. And then later on, when the word batsa is used, what does it mean?
Break.
It means to break. It means it's regular meaning. But in that case, because the word al, Rashi shifted. So Rav Abba, Rav Kahana basically saying you have two, but how many do you break? You break one. Comes along Rabbi Zera, and what does Rabbi Zera say? He says, Ubatsa akula sherusa. How does Rashi understand Rav Zera? You cut a big chunk. Why do you cut a big chunk? Because it's Shabbos. And you want to show your chibuv ha-mitzvah, your appreciation of the mitzvah, so you have nice portions. You give nice portions. Says the Gemara, you look like a pig. What's the answer?
It's only Shabbos.
It's only Shabbos. So according to Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira have to do with this whole discussion? Is Rav Zeira addressing Lechem Mishnah?
No.
What's he saying? Big piece. So Rav Zeira basically has nothing to do with Rav Kahana and Rav Abba. Is that clear?
Yes.
Yes? Aiki? Seems like it. Okay. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba says as follows. Rav Zeira botza akula sherusa perish Rashi. Chaticha gedola sheyesh bo dai lakula sherusa. You're going to cut a big chunk that has enough for what? For the entire meal. Asks the Chen Peish Kamer Brachas. Says the Rashi, two kashas. The Eina Mechuvar Be'enai. I don't understand this Rashi. First of all, the Ha'enu Inyan Shmuasenu. What does Eina Inyan Shmuasenu mean? Meaning what?
It's not what we do.
Eina Inyan Shmuasenu. What is the topic of this sugya? The topic is Lechem Mishnah. And what is Rav Zeira telling you?
Big piece.
What does that have to do with Lechem Mishnah? It's like Rav Zeira is coming in and saying, yeah, big piece. So says the Rashba, I don't like the pshat. Right. In other words, the topic is Lechem Mishnah, and why are you telling me now about... I understand. That's the kasha. That's kasha number one. The Ode! Is it piggish, gluttonous, to give people nice portions on Shabbos Kodesh?
No.
So he says, the Ode, Adarabba, Kosu Marbe Chaticha, have Ayin Yofe. On Shabbos, you want to give generously. You want to give nice portions. That's Ayin Yofe. Kedem Yerah Hazem Bebrachos. So why does the Gemara call that Rav Sanusa? He's just doing what? Giving nice portions. That's not called Rav Sanusa. That's called being generous. The Gemara says on Shabbos, you be generous. Baal Bayis should be generous. Ela Nirali, says the Rashba. Did Batsa, you know what Rav Zeira did? He had 5 loaves, 3 loaves, 4 loaves. You know what Batsa Kula Sherusa means? He broke every single one of them. Batsa, he broke Kula Sherusa, all the loaves. How many loaves did he have? Whatever he had, he broke them all. So says the Gemara. Yeah, but it's only you and your wife, and you have 3 loaves. You're breaking all the breads. You know what that looks like? That looks like Rav Sanusa. What's the Gemara's answer?
Shabbos.
Oh, and then he says, what about the first question? Rav Zeira is off topic. Mr. Sukkar. Rav Zeira is off topic. So on that he says, Elanira Lee, De bota kol akikaros kamar umishum deka amrinan. De nokat tarti ubotza chada kaamar hocha de Rav Zeira botza akula kikaros. De man hikame vayne de kama kreep meks Rav Sanusa. In other words, how did the Rashba understand this sugya? First of all, what did Rav Zeira do? He broke all. Who's he coming to challenge? He's coming to challenge Rav Kahana, who says, you have two, but you break
one.
And what is Rabbi Abba saying? Chayev Adam lived soa al shtei kikaros. What's he really saying? You break what? You break two. He says break two. Rav Kahana says you don't break two, you break one, you have to. After all, the pasuk says, ve look to. Lechem Mishnah. And what's Rav Zeira coming and doing? What's he coming and doing? He is the Kosav Hashlishi HaMachriya Beineya. You have a Machlokes Rav Abba and Rav Kahana. What's Rav Zeira doing? He's paskening like?
Rav Kahana
himself. Like Rav Kahana. Like Rav Abba, that you do what?
That you
break both. According to the Rashba, how do you fulfill Lahalacha, the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah? You break both. According to Rashi, how do you fulfill the Lechem Mishnah? You have two and you break one. How do we paskin lahalacha? So look at source number, we'll do this quickly. Look at source number 5b. Who wrote the Maisa Rav? Rav Cook, that's, no. Yeah, you are. Maisa Rav is a compilation of the psukim of the Vilna Gaon. And who wrote the Bir Agra? The Gra, otherwise known as the Vilna Gaon. So says the Maisa Rav, Kuf Chav Gimel, also the Bir Agra. Ubotseya al shtei chalos shlemos. Dahainu choteich shteyem biyachad. V'chein kol sud v'chein kol bayomto kedas rajba. According to Rashba, how many breads do you break?
Two.
You break both. Says the Vilna Gaon, how much did you break for Lecha Mishnah? So you have two rolls. It's just you and your wife. What do you break?
Both.
You break both. Is that how we paskin?
No.
So the Mechaber in Simen Reish Tzadi, what? Reish Ayin Dalid, paskins. Paskins what? Botseya al shtei kikaros shleimos. What does that mean? She'uche shteyem biyado u'botseya tatona. What do? You take both in your hands and you break the bottom one. That is the psak of the Mechaber. How's the Mechaber paskening?
Like Rashi.
Is Machlokas Shulchan Aruch in the Grah? How do we pass on halacha? We pass on like the Shulchan Aruch, although briskers follow the minog of the Grah. They break all the breads that they have. One last point. How many portions of mon fell on Friday?
Two
portions. How many meals were in each portion? How much fell? How many meals were in each portion? So quickly look at the, with this we will close. Look at the, you have a game today?
Hashem?
Yeah, we've got one. Das Zakenim Bale Ataisis. Look at the Das Zakenim source number 3. Shnei Haomer. Look at what he says. This is the Bale Ataisis on Chumash. Kol Yemos Hashana Hayosim Min Haomer Shnei Lechamim. All year long, you get, all week long, you get, how much would fall down? One portion would fall, and how many meals would you get in one portion? How many meals in one portion? Two meals in one portion. Vimkein, by Yom HaShishi, Hayaosim Yishnei HaOmer, La'echad, two portions would fall, which if two portions fell, how many meals worth fell?
Four
meals worth. One you would eat when?
Friday
morning. And then you have how many left for Shabbos?
Three
for Shabbos. Now listen. If that's true, how many would you break on Friday night?
One.
You'd have to only break one. Why? Because you have three left. You have three left. If you broke both, if you broke two, then how many are left whole for Shabbos morning?
Two.
One. One. And therefore you wouldn't have what? Lechem Mishnah. So how many did you break? Hello? You take two, and you break one. What about in the morning? How many breads do you have left?
Two.
How many do you take, and how many do you break? You take two, you break one. You ate one. How many left for Shalosh Shudas?
One.
According to this approach, which is a justification of what is quoted in the Yerushalmi, what? Do you need Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas? You don't need Lechem Mishnah. You don't need Lechem Mishnah based on this, because you have Arba Lechemim, V'yom HaShishi, Ochmei Echa, V'nisha Solsha, V'yolahem, V'yolahem, L'asas Mishneh, L'erb L'achnas HaShabbos, Ochmei Echa, K'yiderch Shom Lecho Lechem L'chol Suda, V'nisha L'Shabbos Shnei Lechemim, V'yolahem Lechem Mishnah, V'zeraya, She'ein Botzim B'Shnei Kikaros B'Mincha B'Shabbos. That for Mincha, you would not need what? You wouldn't need Lechem Mishnah. Is there any other approach? There's another approach. What's the other approach? Amnam! Ra'isi meharav merinon, I don't know who that is. Shahaya botzea bishnei kikaros b'mincha b'shabbos. You would need lecha mishnah at mincha and Shabbos, and they, how did he get, then how are you going to get this? So he says, he quotes, that a nace fell, how many portions fell on Shabbos, on Friday? A double portion, but it was actually a triple portion. And what fell down was not a full omer, but an omer and a half. Every lechem, so therefore, you had a total of how much on Friday afternoon? Six! So six fell on Friday afternoon, which left you with two Friday nights, And then if that's the case, how many did you break?
Break.
You break both? Two for what? For Shabbos Day, two for Shalosh Sudas, and... One second. I've got to deal with Friday. One second. Shekol Yom Hayyored Yisrael Min HaPreda Achad B'Shalosh Day Predos. Peres Kfulos. Kolomash. Shekol Sudas Yered B'Shal Shabbos Yered is Kfulo B'Lachma. V'chein Hayyos Miyom HaShishi Shachos Hayyos Mechatzia Omer. You would take Chatzia Omer for Friday morning. And then 1 second. Shabon la'afos ha'omer ha'haynu mishnei ha'omer la'echa b'shal Shabbos ha'yakol chatzi omer nichpa l'shnei l'chamim. So he says there was a nace that basically what came down, it comes down was, I guess, 6.5. Half came down for Friday, and then you'd have 6 left over for Shabbos. Each meal, they would break how many breads? They would break 2 breads. And then you would, and you know why I need so much on Shabbos, he says? Because you have to feed who? You also have to feed the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera had to eat too. And that's why you needed a double. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here.